follow that witness. Hold on, I'm a coming.
You twit.
It's Rixie Twiles. Hold on.
Please.
Hold on, I'm... Hold on, Sam and Dave right there. As I say, I did hops with them, I think. I wasn't sure. They just always introduced them that way. Once again, the Browns have won it this afternoon, 23-9 over the Steelers down there. And everybody's on the road riding back up here and going crazy. Hooray! And the weather, cloudy tonight, low tonight in the 50s. Rain on Monday, high in the 60s. That sure is a broad-based speculation. Maybe rain on Tuesday. Say, it's a lot like it was when I was here the last time. We didn't see the sun for 90 days at a time. Has it changed any? The same thing? And you still get black snow, right? All right, 59 degrees on the outside, Wixie 1260. Let's go to the radio and... Let's go to the telephones and see who wants to be on the radio. Hello! Hello?
Hi, we've been listening to your radio station all weekend, and we were wondering if you could play Rebel Rouser for us.
Oh, the old Duane Eddy song from back about 1958. That was before Wixie, but I'll see what I can do. When I heard your voice, darling, I had a little deja vu. I thought you were going to ask for Dizzy. Have a good day. All right, B95. Wixie 1260, you knew I'd do it if I stayed here long enough. Wixie 1260, who's this on the radio?
This is Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I graduated in 66, and this is absolutely great. I feel like I'm back in high school. I love it.
Do you remember all the things your parents told you you couldn't do? One of them was listening to the radio after, 10:30?
Oh, not even that late. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Did you ever sneak the radio in and listen later?
Of course. We all had our little transistors with earphones.
It was a big deal for the slumber parties to call up on the weekend, too. But there would be people who would spend the night at each other's houses during the week, girlfriends, boyfriends, what have you. And they would call us in the middle of the night, and they'd go, "Hey, would you play? I can't speak up, you know, because I speak up. The guy with the horse whip will come in here and beat me to death. So, would you please..."
Right. Exactly. Our pajama parties with Gulardi and calling up the radio stations. It was great. It was the best time.
Right. And we can still stay up all night. We just probably have to have a reason this time, right? Yes, that's it.
Business or pleasure?
Pardon me?
You flying for business or pleasure?
Oh, business.
Yeah, me too. Big business. That's why I always fly Delta.
Uh-huh.
Man in my position likes to be a little pampered.
Sure.
And I know that no matter where my business takes me, anywhere in the U.S. of A.
Uh-huh.
Or the world at large,
yeah,
Delta can not only get me their pronto verde,
what?
But they'll also get me their feeling like a CEO.
Fine.
That's chief...
Executive officer, I know.
Oh.
Well, it sounds very interesting.
What does?
Your job.
Oh, I don't have a job.
What?
I'm flying all over the world interviewing.
Interview?
I've been on Delta for over 4 months now.
Oh, boy.
From Bangor to Zihuatanejo.
Yeah.
You're not hiring, are you?
Hiring what?
Well, I could be a CEO, chairman of the board, or just plain old president.
We have an opening in the mailroom.
I'll take it. You can eat those peanuts.
No one can fly you to more places more often than Delta and the Delta Connection.
For the next 7 days, the world will spin. The tide will come in. The sun will set. But for the next 7 days, the giant John Lance Ford will stop interest rates from rising. For the next 7 days, you get 5.25% financing. Are you listening? 5.25% financing on every new Ford in stock for a limited term. 8,000 maximum. Dealer contribution may affect consumer savings. Prior sales excluded.
5.25%.
5.25%. For the next 7 days, when you buy a used car or truck, you get at least $2,000 for your old car, regardless of condition. Regardless of condition, a $4,000 used car is only $2,000, half price.
5.25%
on every new car and truck. Used cars are half price only at the giant John Lance Ford, Center Ridge and Clay Grove, Westlake, till 7 p.m. October 4th. What are you waiting for?
Me, I'm waiting for this thing to end so I can get... Oh, there, it's over. Thank you. All right, it's Wixie 1260. I'm Jack Armstrong.
I'm the main gorilla.
We back here for the reunion weekend. Now, you remember a song that said, "There she was standing over there." Or, "There she was standing over there." I didn't say I saw her standing there. "There she was standing over there.
Come to bed, I am ready."
Yeah, a little doo-wah, diddy diddy, Manfred Mann.
There she was.
Wixie 1260, Jack Armstrong sitting here. Get ready to rock your socks down. Oh, yeah. Van Morrison, remember we had him on the television show.
My baby.
Wixie 1260. 60, I've had a request to do my sign-off from a few years ago, so I thought I'd try to do it all in. We're not signing off here. I just want to do this thing, okay? Don't get down on you. Do it twice. Very nice to be important, but more important to be very nice. I don't hang out, dragging a sand. I mean, get your rubber. People glass houses shouldn't. A bird in a hand makes it hard to blow your nose. One good turn takes most of the blanket. Lead a horse to water, but don't push him in. Nothing smells any worse than a wet horse. All right, lead a horse to water. Push him in. Teach his backstroke. Then he really got something. Wash face in the morning, neck at night. Love is life. Life is love. Light your own candle. We'll be a much better place. Your leader love you. Don't let your six gun get rusty. It's been a bit to do and pleasure with you. Bye.
WMJI Magic 105.7 FM. Let us take you back in time.
Back in time.
You remember.
Who could forget, what's his name? Neil Diamond, 826, Rixie Zodiac Twin Time. Somebody asked me, what does Chuck Knapp look like? Chuck Knapp, let me just say this. If Chuck Knapp were a building, he would be condemned.
It's the magic. Weekend from the biggest, most magical collection of oldies in Ohio, or maybe even the country, exclusively from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM.
WIXY, Cleveland, setting the pace with Mid-America's most music.
Magic. Mid-America's most music, the best music, the box tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
It's all done with mirrors, it's magic. 105.7, Rixie 1260, Reunion Weekend. I am Jack Armstrong. These are the Easy Beats, do you remember?
Monday morning feels so bad.
Friday on my mind, those are the Easy Beats, and this was the first for Tommy James. Do you remember this from Wixie?
My baby does the hanky panky.
Oh, my baby does the hanky panky. Ah, yes, my baby does the hanky panky. We want my baby to do that tonight. What we need, a little hanky-panky, Mama. It's 5:08. It is now 52 minutes before 6 in the evenings. I would say in the morning because I'm a morning jack. Are you back?
And
you
back, yeah.
Yeah, so the peach fuzz is here. He's got a peach outfit on it. Lou King Kirby here, and you look good, man. That is an outrageous outfit.
Thank you.
We should describe this. This man lives in Cancun, Mexico, and when they make clothes down there, they do it on the basis of comfort because you got a lot of heat and all this, that, and the other, so you want to have something loose-fitting. Now, what he has on is almost a jumpsuit, but it's not because it's not one piece. It's two piece. And it has a place in the middle where you can stick your hands. Like a sailing shirt. Yeah, like a sailing shirt. And it's peach colored, and it's got little embroidery on the right over your right nipple there. That's very good. She looked great. Must be cold in here, Lou. All right, let's see. Do you want to see if we can get somebody on the radio here?
Let's talk to somebody here.
All right. Hello. Wixie 1260, yes.
Gentlemen, to the DJs and to the fans keeping the spirit alive, I'd like to dedicate it to them.
All right, what song you want to hear?
I'd like to hear It Takes Two, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a great record. We're looking for some Motown stuff right now while you're talking. It takes two, Carol, is what he's
saying. That's what we get.
So we'll try to do that. What's your name?
My name's Mike. I'm out in Korea.
Okay, how old are you, Mike?
30.
Okay, let's see. That means back in 1967, you weren't born yet. No, wait a minute. you were about 8 years old, man.
Prodigy. I was a child prodigy. I was listening to you guys. All my friends were listening to little garbage.
Yeah, there are a lot of different tastes, and I tell you one thing about Wixie is we never use Wixie as a weapon. We never said to anybody, if you don't listen to us, you're some kind of humanoid weird mutation or something. And a lot of the other formats do that. A lot of the other formats said, if you didn't listen to progressive music, you ought to just leave town.
Yeah. What do you remember in the early days when we used to get on the radio and say, last hour I played 14 records while WHK only played 8.
8 records is all I played. 8. Yeah, that was, that changed everything around. We put a lot of energy into it. So at any rate, you were young when it was going on. I want to tell you something. We used to answer the phones. And we used to yell at you little rascals because you were so small. We wanted to get people on that were over 13. Remember that? That was the big deal.
Yeah.
And you guys would be calling up all the time. When you play Dizzy, get off the phone. I'm trying to get somebody with
man, I was a Coors and Animals man back then.
Well, of course. All right. Well, have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's try this one. Let's try Akron. Okay, you want to do that? All right. Hello, Wixie.
My king, my leader.
My leader.
How are ya?
My goodness gracious, I've been trying all weekend to get a hold of you people.
Well, hey. I'm glad you finally got us.
I'm glad you finally came back and made Cleveland Radio what it used to be back in the 60s.
Thank you. Are you one of the old Wexyites?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I was at one of your concerts when Three Dog Night, John Sebastian, and a Canadian group called Bush was down there at some building in Cleveland that used to have concerts.
Uh-huh.
1971.
Yeah.
And Wixie put this on.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who I met down there one night, somebody that was important and shook my hand, and I don't remember who it was, but I never forgot him.
It's probably me.
That's Lou. He goes out and finds all the guys, shakes their hand right away. He's not here. He's down at the Greyhound bus station. All right, what would you like to hear?
I got a request now. I hope you guys can find this one.
Well, we won't play Dead, but we'll play everything else.
All right, since you were looking for Motown, there was a guy called Bob Kubin and the Inmen.
Uh-huh.
They made a song called The Cheater.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard about the guy?
They called The Cheater. Or was it The Joker? The Cheater. Okay, well, all right, whatever. Yeah, I remember that tune. Well, I don't know if we've got that. That is obscure. But we played it for about 3 weeks and threw it out the window.
Yes.
With the phone that we got from
Actually,
Time Magazine.
I always hated that record. I still hate it.
Lou's throwing up on it here. Okay, we'll do that for you.
I'd sure appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, you guys aren't back often enough. But oh well, you know, all we got's the memories, but they're great.
All right.
Listening to this record is like watching extra innings in baseball.
Hey, come on now.
All right, we're going to do it next, right after we do a word to tell everybody what they're listening to. Thanks for calling.
Okay, hey, keep up the good work, guys.
We appreciate it. It's 512.
WMJI. Magic 105.7. The magic $100,000 grapevine game begins October 10th, and registration is going on now. Your chance at the largest single cash prize in the history of Cleveland radio. Plus, at least one chance every weekday for $1,000 or an all-expenses-paid trip for four to Walt Disney World. At least one potential big winner every weekday. And probably more. The largest cash prize and the most chances to win big money come from only one place. WMJI Magic 105.7. You could win it all, and it doesn't even matter when you were born.
I bet you don't know who's on the radio here. I bet you don't even.
His name is Long Duck Dong.
Who? No. Jack sucks.
Haven't you heard about the guy?
Hey, there's the cheat. What a wonderful song that was.
How do I love thee?
It's wonderful.
Let me count the ways.
We couldn't hardly.
1,000.
Yes.
2,000. 3,000.
Let's get some on that we do want to hear. Here's the Supreme. Get down.
Baby, where did our love go?
Was it our love that disappeared? Is that what it took off on us? Where did our clothes
Jack,
go? We used to say back in those days. What, huh?
Do you remember, like, our days at Wixie, we always had Marge Bush to be our den mother.
Yes, and she was, you know, everybody said that name. It's George's last name. No, Marge. Marge Bush. She was before George, and Marge was a woman who had been a secretary and had evolved into a program director, ultimately, music director,
yeah,
program director.
Yeah.
She knew all about the radio station, and she took us under her wing. She and Norman both. But Norman would have you sleep over at the house sometimes. I mean,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They were family. I don't know how to say it. That's how they treated us, and I haven't seen that since, by the way.
I haven't either. I never ran across that. But now, here in the studio, like, this is Magic Radio on a Wixie weekend, and we've got Carolyn Carr, who's our den mother, and take care of us
this day.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And I described her yesterday. Yeah. It's your turn.
It's my turn to describe her?
Oh, be nice.
That's the best I can. I'll tell you what, Carolyn. Now, first of all, I can't describe anybody with my eyes open, so I'll close my eyes here. And
you take your clothes off.
You will just have to very slowly put my hands where I can...
Get away from that sheep!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Magic.
Wixie 1260 Super Radio!
Basement Weekend. Music from the biggest, most magical classic hits library in Ohio.
Maybe the country.
Exclusively from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM.
Somebody broke their G-string. All right.
I think Carolyn ought to be on TV, would you say?
Yeah!
Wow, babe.
Wow.
thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
To bed, I am ready.
Yes, wild thing.
Hey, wild thing, I think I love you. Yes.
We loved the lyrics in those days. It was the feeling, you know. It wasn't necessarily the lyrics. You want to pick up the... I'll tell them what the phone number is. 578-1105 or 370-1105. Obviously, since we are 105.7, that's the frequency around here.
Yeah.
And let's see who's on the telephone here. And Lou is extra ready to party tonight. Let's see the regular request line. B95, here we go. Wixie 1260, hello.
How you doing? Earlier you were talking about you guys, you know, yelling at the younger kids on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Mike Ranieri?
Yeah.
He would yell at anybody. It didn't matter how old on the phone. He'd always be yelling.
Well, his image campaign when they first started out, like they used to say, they had billboards around the city that said, Mike Ranieri eats nails for breakfast. And that was the image that they were creating. And he was like a very caustic individual and still is.
Hadn't changed a bit.
That was one of the things he just made me remember.
Yeah, he was wild and woolly, and as I say, that's a style of radio. You don't see too much of that anymore. There's not that many guys around. Imus was a little that way when he was in town here, too. He was pretty caustic.
Well, you remember Joe Pine in those days.
Oh, Joe Pine, yeah, the late Joe Pine. Joe
and now there's a guy on now named Morton Downey.
But he's outrageous. I mean, he's on the other side of the spectrum. He's so far out, but we know what you're talking about. I never had the guts to do that. I always thought the guy'd come down and poke me in the nose, you know. But,
well, you remember that guy out there in Denver that got, that the disc jockey got killed.
Got shot. Guy came by and blasted him right there in the window. So, yeah, that too. I never had the guts for that. Thank you much.
Okay.
What's your name?
Dave.
All right, Dave, where do you live?
Hazel.
Okay, fine. All your relatives, come over to Dave's house. It's free dinner tonight. All right, let's see. Wixie, hello.
Yes, I was going to do two songs for me, please.
What?
Could you do two songs for me, please?
What songs?
I hear Splish, Splash, and Foolish Little Girl.
Oh. Hey, boss, you want me to disassemble the play?
No, we'll get the tune. Go find the tune for me, will you, Weasels? All right, Weasels are looking for the tune. All right, what were the two again?
Splish, Splash.
Foolish Little Girl and Splish, Splash.
Splish, Splash was a hit about...
a couple of biggies.
Oh, 59, I think it was. Somewhere along to 60. 59 to 60.
I was a youth in those days.
Yeah, that's way before all of us. We're trying to do the stuff that was around when Wixie was really happening. I take it you're a little bit older. What did you think when Wixie came on? You had been listening to rock and roll for a while at that point, hadn't you?
Yes, I have.
What did you think? You were obviously an HK or a KYC listener.
I was born in the 60s. I was born in 62.
You were born in 62.
But she wants to hear a record from 60.
She's into nostalgia. Let's go.
All right, let's do some nostalgia. Let's try this and see if she remembers this one. You remember Painted Black? Yeah. Good tune by the Stones. It's Wixie 1260 and a reunion weekend. You remember this one? Wixie 1260, the morbid side of the Stones, and Painted Black when Brian Jones was still alive in the group, and he drowned in a swimming pool shortly after that. And they're talking about dying there. Ooh. Hey, I remember the Temptations. Oh, you remember David Ruffin? Do you remember where they were? Incredible. It's a Wixie 1260 reunion weekend at Magic 105.7 FM.
I know you want to leave me.
Wixie 1260 reunion weekend with Jack Armstrong on the radio. I want to do this for Ray Glasser and the crew out at Corky and Liddy's, Cleveland's best deli. You want some food? Get the Corky and Liddy's. Say hi to Ray. Man came by yesterday, shook my hand, had a grin on his face. Remember the Beatles and Day Tripper.